Our scripture lesson this morning comes to us from the prophet Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Hear now the word of the Lord. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. The word of God for us, the people of God. Today we begin a new sermon series entitled Unafraid as we work our way these next several weeks through Scripture seeking to understand a life of courage and hope. And so as we think through the good gifts that God has given us and we think about the impact that fear has upon our lives, one of the things that I'd like for you to consider as we begin this series is a point that may not seem to quite fit, but I think it's important nonetheless. It's this affirmation that fear itself can be a good gift. Fear can be a good gift. We think about what happens when our senses tell our brain, our sense of touch or sight or smell or hearing, and they tell our brain that something is wrong, danger has occurred, and before our first conscious thought, our body is getting ready to act, either fight or flight. And that is what's helped kept us alive more often than not through the centuries as human beings. Fight or flight. The second sense of fear that we have in our brain is an anticipation of need. It's kind of like what the squirrels do instinctively. They collect their nuts for the wintertime. And so we ourselves, we can anticipate threat or we can anticipate need coming up. And so we get into the car and we put our seatbelt on. Or we plan ahead into the future and we start putting away money in our retirement so that we can have a retirement, a good retirement. And we think through where we are in our retirement and what we need to spend, where we are and where we're going. All of this sense of anticipation of need to make sure that we are making decisions now that are necessary. All of this comes out of a good gift of fear that we have in our lives. The problem is that sometimes that sense of fear gets a little bit off kilter. In fact, some of us spend a lot of our time and our life worrying about things, fearful of things, anxious about things. And we see this coming out in all sorts of different ways. A little while ago, I ran across a story about a pedestrian walking along, and I tell you this story now. It is a good preacher story because the ending is positive. It has a happy ending. So I tell you the story with that in mind. The pedestrian was walking along and walking past a house and suddenly heard a little girl shrieking and screaming. And so the pedestrian got very concerned as to what on earth is going on and wondering, should they walk up to the house? Should they knock on the door? Should they check and see what's going on? And suddenly they heard a man's voice, very angry, saying again and again, "Why won't you just die?" Whoa. Got on the phone, called the police, relayed to them what it is that she was hearing. The police rushed over to the house, and when they got inside, they realized that there was a little girl who was very, very frightened of a spider. And the father was doing everything he could, trying to be a good father to get rid of the spider. And the spider, for its part, was doing everything it can to not be gotten rid of. And so it was racing behind tables there and counters and racing along. And so the father was moving this way and that way, trying to get to it. And I have to admit, I have a heart for him, because in my household, my job is to get rid of the bugs. So and so I have a heart for him, and I can only imagine what's going through his mind, because if he's not able to get this spider, how is he going to explain to his daughter it's going to be okay to go to sleep at night? And even if he tries, is she really going to go to sleep that night? And so he's really going after the spider, and he's getting angrier and angrier because he just can't seem to catch it. You know, fear has a way, and anxiety and worry has a way of working its way out in our life in all sorts of different ways. And sometimes the things that we fear may be small. Some of them are really big. But all of them impact our lives. fear over time, anxiety and worry over time, can tire us out. And it's interesting, as we think about our experience of fear nowadays, fear, it seems, has been an experience that's been impacting humans for a long time. When we look through the pages of Scripture, it speaks about fear and being afraid more than 400 times. One of the most often repeated refrains found in Scripture, it's found on the lips of God, on the lips of the angels, on the lips of Jesus: do not fear. Do not be afraid. As we think about all the different reasons and all the different ways that fear and anxiety and worry impact our lives. And I invite you, as you're reading Scripture, when you come across some of these places, and Isaiah 41 is a great passage of Scripture right there, 41 verse 10, to just underline in your Bible, commit it to memory, because it's not just a great passage to read, where God is promising to be with us. It's a great passage to pray. So for example, if you had your Bible open and maybe you're in a time of difficulty and worry and you had this passage, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And so we can take each one of those lines, we can begin to turn it into a prayer. Thank you, Lord, that you may give me courage. Thank you, Lord, for being with me, for never leaving me. Thank you, Lord, for your strength and your help in this time of need. Thank you, Lord, for the power of your hand in my life. We can take that one verse and turn it into a prayer. And it's interesting what happens when we bring our worry and our fear and our concern to God and allow Him to work in our lives. It's amazing what can happen. In fact, it's what we find in the Scriptures. If you were to open your Bible, just right into the middle, most likely you'll open it to the Psalms. The Psalms are songs of faith. They are written by all types of people in different circumstances. Some of them are wonderful, beautiful songs of praise and adoration of God, and they're just uplifted and filled with joy. Others of them are filled with worry and fear and anger. And it's interesting, is as we work our way through these Psalms, and some of them oftentimes are saying, Lord, where are you? What's happening? Where are you at? What are you going to do? It's interesting, even as we work our way through the Psalms, as we pray them and make them our own, what we find is the Psalms so oftentimes end with these affirmations of hope and trust. And so as we learn to pray the Psalms now before we enter into times of worry and anxiety, as we begin to allow these words to become our words, these prayers to impact and begin to heal our heart, we begin to see the joy of not only praying these prayers, but seeing how it is that they were made. You know, one of the great stories in Scripture is the story of King David. Before he was king, he was a shepherd boy. And then he became the assistant to the king, King Saul. And while he was an assistant, he did very well. And it says people began to proclaim that Saul has killed his thousands, but David has tens of thousands. And that triggered King Saul's insecurities. And eventually King Saul decided it was time to get rid of David and to have him killed. So he had all of his soldiers and his spies spread out throughout the land to try and find David. And David himself went into hiding. I mean, this isn't just a possibility of a concern. This is a life and death situation. And it's interesting what David did. Not only did he go and hide in the caves, but while he was in caves, as we take a look at what did he do with that fear, what he did was he began to write. And he wrote prayers, and he wrote prayers to sing them. And I'll give you an example. One of the prayers that he wrote when he was hiding from Saul is found in Psalm 56. beginning with verse 3. He says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God whose word I praise, in God I trust, and am not afraid." And he takes that prayer, and we know eventually he puts it to music. It's interesting how oftentimes when we're anxious or worried or afraid, we start to hum familiar tunes. We start to sing things that we enjoy that are familiar. What would happen if we began to have a reservoir of faith and prayer in our hearts that we can pray during these times? What would happen if we could take the Psalms and the prayers of Scripture and make them our own in these times when we could say, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God." And just allow that to wash over us. It is amazing what God can do and what His words can do for us when we make them our own. And so throughout this series, one of the ways I'm going to invite you as we consider the anxiety, the worry, the fear that sometimes just seems to drain us, is to consider the ways that that has already been seen and known and addressed in Scripture. Scripture is this wonderful expression of the human experience before God. And just as there are the greatest praises, there are also the greatest laments. And as we make these words our own, it is amazing how the Word of God works and heals and comforts and gives courage. Because the great truth in Scripture is that nothing will separate you from the love of God. And it is true that ultimately everything, including life itself, will slip through our fingers, but you will not slip through God's. And so we put our trust in Him. And we know that on that third day, after the crucifixion of Christ, the grave was empty because He had conquered the grave. Because love is uncontainable. And that's why every Sunday is a mini Easter. It's a mini celebration of that power and love that overcomes all things and is available for you. May you allow that power, that Spirit of God, to wash over you and enter into your life anew this year. That 2019 may be a truly different and empowering year as God seeks to continue to bless you, to guide you, and to lead you. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we thank you for this amazing gift of salvation that we have in your Son, Jesus Christ. And help us, Lord, to trust, to believe in you, that in all things we place you at the center, and that we may see all of our circumstances, all of our situations in light of who you are. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful gift of new life. And Lord, may we walk each and every day with courage and hope. For it is in the name of Christ that we pray. Amen.